really need a nutrition coach? Now, today's episode, I'm going to be giving you three things to help you decide whether or not you need a nutrition coach. Now, as a nutrition coach myself, we are helpful, but not everybody needs one. Now, when it comes to deciding to change your dietary habits and the way that you eat, it can be an amazing and empowering step towards a healthier and an even happier lifestyle. But deciding whether or not you need a nutrition coach to guide you through your journey can actually be confusing because there's so many of us out there, and especially those MLM huns that tend to call themselves coaches. But here are the key things to consider that will help you make your decision as to whether or not you need a nutrition coach. Open up your Apple Notes, friends, because today's episode is going to be a juicy one. Do you ever feel like it's easier to eat a bowl of cereal than come up with ideas for low effort but nourishing recipes? Because you really hate cold food and salads are not it for you. The mental load of it when you're spending hours on strategy and generating original ideas and content can leave you mentally exhausted. I mean, even asking yourself, what do I want to eat, can feel exhausting in itself. Hello friends, my name is Verona and you're listening to the Lose Weight with Macros podcast, where we break down macros-based meal planning into manageable bites tailored to fit into your crazy entrepreneurial life. And because I know accountability is key, I'm going to be with you every step of the way, making sure this isn't just another failed diet attempt for you to start over again on Monday. So grab a pen or just use Apple Notes and let's get into today's episode. Hello friends, welcome back to Lose Weight with Meal Planning Podcast, or welcome to the show if you're new and you've never heard me before. My name is Verona and I'm a meal planning coach, and I'm not your average nutrition coach either. I tell it how it is, and I just love to keep it super simple when it comes to nutrition, when it comes to meal planning, because as I said in the intro, there is way too much misinformation out there. And sometimes I'll be getting mad and I'll be getting angry at the qualified nutrition coaches, not just the ones who pretend to be nutrition coaches and they're trying to get you to join their team and make money off of your demise. Anyhow, we won't go there. We'll save that for another podcast. But when it comes to nutrition coaching, when it comes to meal planning, when it comes to weight loss, do you actually need a nutrition coach? Now, we're going to go through three things here: your knowledge about nutritional health, your ability to stay motivated, and your health and your wellness goals. Now, today's episode is going to be super simple, short and sweet to the point, because we like to keep it short and sweet to the point here on this show. But when it comes to nutrition, do you actually need a nutrition coach? What is a nutrition coach? Well, essentially, a nutrition coach will help you move towards your nutrition goals in a way that feels right for you. Now, what nutrition coaches do is we act as a guide to help you who want to improve your diet. And when I say diet, I don't mean ones that are restricting you from food and telling you can't have this and you can't have that. I mean the way that you eat on a day-to-day basis. Now, we won't diagnose you with any kind of condition, or we won't prescribe plans for underlying health conditions that a doctor, nutritionist, or a dietitian would tackle instead. However, we can work with your medical team alongside that if you feel that this would be suitable for you. Now, as a nutrition coach, I encourage you, as my clients, to make choices that support your overall health. Now, there are two things that we can do, and there are things that we can't do. Now, as a nutrition coach, we help you with behavior change. Now, this is different to when it comes to dieting. Dieting doesn't help you change your behavior. Dieting gets you to cut out foods completely from your diet. And then what ends up happening is you become undernourished. So you don't get the right nutrients from the carbs, the fats, and the proteins that you need. So, but when it comes to behaviors, it's all about achieving your fitness related goals, your nutrition related goals. But we have to go to your behaviors first. For example, one of the common behaviors, not everybody does this, but one of the common ones is if you're stressed, and I've done it before, if you're stressed, to go to a comfort food. Sometimes for people, it's sugary stuff. Other times it might be savory stuff. I've had clients that go to cheese and wine when they're stressed. I've had clients that go to sugar. I've had clients that don't have any of that and they don't sit there and snack an entire bag of chips. But they stress, that additional stress can inhibit their ability to lose weight because their body is holding on to stress and they're in a fight or flight mode for what seems like the whole entire day. Now, a nutrition coach isn't a dietitian. We're not nutritionists, but we partner with you to get to the right decision on your nutrition journey. There'll be a lot of questions. When I do my discovery calls, when you jump on a call with me just to see if we'd be a good fit to work together, one of the things that I ask you is a lot of questions. Now, you fill out the questionnaire or the application form to work with me. I go through it and then we come on a call if you're successful. And if not, I just explain to you. Now, recently I had somebody come on a call and oh my goodness, I had a cramp come out of nowhere. I've never ever in my life had a cramp in my quad until that call. But it literally just kind of shocked her. I don't know if you've ever seen one of those cartoon films, right? When somebody gets zapped, that's what I was like in the in the call. It just came from nowhere. I stretched. If you've had this in your calf, you know what this feeling is like. You stretch and then all of a sudden it just zaps on you. And it's still kind of tender now. But actually, that reminds me to go and drink my electrolytes. I had my electrolytes, I had my coconut water and everything yesterday, but they're actually called Charlie's Horse. Why? I have no idea, but that's what it's called. But that actually happened on a call and I was like, whoa, we were coming to the end of the call anyway, which was good. But after I finished that call, oh my goodness, the scream that I let out, woo, 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 woo. But my thing is, I'm not somebody who just wants to take on a whole host of clients and just take your money. I actually had a call with this client and she was amazing. And I was, even when I read her application form and I said to her that I was struggling to find, got a couple of more questions that I want to ask you just to determine. And I had an idea on where to go with her, which wasn't one-to-one coaching for the 16 weeks because she didn't need it. And the more that she spoke, I was like, no, you don't need this, because she had a foundation and understanding and a baseline of the things that she was looking for. She was looking for accountability, but yet she was already connecting with a friend and they were doing this together. So she's got that accountability there. Then she wanted to know how to exercise more. She had connections in exercise groups. So she doesn't need me to do that as such. Just to look, I've got some lots of resources that I can send you. I'll put together something for you and then you can just use this and just let me know how you're getting on. And then I also recommended a fitness app and a meal where they track your macros for you, that it was aligned to her goals. Now, not everybody falls into this category, but I'm not the type of coach that will take your money just for the sake of, yeah, come and sign up with me. If you don't need a coach, you don't need a coach. And there are many of you who listen to this podcast that you don't actually need a coach. Physically, you don't need a coach. You just need that sense of accountability from somebody tapping in. She's already doing the things that she needs to be doing. She just needed a bit of encouragement. And that's what, literally, I was coaching her. That's how I coach. And so when it comes to nutrition coaches, we can perform dietary assessments and body composition testing. And then it shows you your overall body fat percentage. We don't actually create meal plans for you. So as a nutrition coach, one of the things that I can do is calculate your caloric needs. I can actually teach you how to have healthy portion sizes, teach you how to read food labels, calculate your macros for you. I'm going to dispel all of those nutrition myths and lies that we tend to believe and the diet industry teaches us. And some coaches also tend to teach. I teach you how to view, which is why I focus on meal planning a lot. I teach you how to shop effectively and make your money go far when it comes to food shopping and grocery shops. We talk about the pros and the cons of different diets and how they will benefit you according to the goals that you tell me that you have when you fill out an application. And one of the things that I love doing as a nutrition coach is using effective communication. So we discuss what that communication is that fits best for you. Some of you might want email, text, communication, all of that stuff. If you're busy, you don't want a coach saying, hi, hey, everybody, hi, every 5 minutes to you. I mean, I wouldn't. As much as that's accountability, it can become overwhelming. And we talk about what works for you, how you like to be contacted. And then we do that. So it's not a one size fits all for everything. Absolutely not. And another thing that we do as nutrition coaches is focus on your eating plans and then providing you general guidance. Now, many people come to look for a specific meal plan. My friends, I do not do that. I'm not qualified to do it. A dietitian is the one who's qualified to do it. And if I just give you a meal plan where I'm telling you what to eat, that's not going to work for you. Because come week two, you're going to be bored of that and you're not going to do it. And then you're going to tell me, oh, Verona, you're doing this. But that's what you wanted. You said you wanted a meal plan. You said you wanted to be told what to eat. So I gave you what you said. This is accountability, friends. If you want accountability, this is what accountability is. In actual fact, most of us don't actually want to be told what to eat. We want help to create a nutrition plan that we enjoy and that our children can eat and enjoy with us without saying, I don't like that. We want our children to be healthy. We want our children to outlive us. We want our children to be fit and healthy. That's what we want. And we want somebody who's qualified to help teach us how to do that. So I'm not going to come into your life and then try and tell you, like the diets have told me and you, how to eat. You can eat this, 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 and this. This is restrictive dieting. This is restrictive ways of eating. That's not what I do. So that's what I do. What we cannot do is give you medication or promote a certain type of medication. We cannot and we do not suggest drastic calorie restrictions, aka 1200 calories or less. We do not diagnose or treat a disorder, an eating disorder. We can refer you to another professional if we believe that. We cannot actually prescribe you specific meal plans. So that basically means on Monday, you're going to eat this. On Tuesday, you're going to eat that. On Wednesday, you're going to eat this. On Thursday, you're going to eat that. Those of you who've had a meal plan from me, you know that that's not what it is. Then there's a sample meal plan that I give you. So what it can look like. We cannot provide nutritional therapy to treat disease. So a lot of the stuff that we can't do is in the realm of treating, curing, prescribing, etc. Also, we don't prescribe extreme practices, detoxes, colon cleanses, and the like. And I think people who then go to become nutrition coaches and then still are in MLMs, this is something that's out of their remit. They're not actually qualified to do that. And so you're promoting something which can be detrimental to your health. And the minute that you get a lawsuit against you, if somebody does that, you see the MLM that you're supporting and giving money into every single month, they are not going to support you when it comes to somebody claims that you told them on social media that this can actually cure, it cured your eczema or whatever it is. For example, there are coaches who do this or distributors who do this. It cured my eczema. All you need to do is just take this once a day, twice a day, whatever it is. So you have to be very careful if coaches are saying these kind of things because they ain't qualified. Okay. And lastly, of course, if your healthcare professional has advised something and you're coming to work with a nutrition coach to support that, we have to work together in tandem, or whether it's indirect or directly, with the healthcare professional that has provided you this particular recommendation, and we have to go with that. So we can't go against the recommendations of a healthcare professional or doctor, GP. But if they have prescribed it to you, then that's what we have to go for. Overall, a nutrition coach is giving you nutritional and educational support system, and then we're building strategies on that. And one of the three things that I do in my nutrition coaching is focusing on your behaviors. And one of the things that I love to do is focus on helping you love yourself first. Without chasing a goal, weight, without chasing a physique, without chasing an aesthetic, without chasing a perfect diet, we focus on who you are. How can I help you make more time for yourself? We're so good at putting ourselves out there for everyone else, but when it comes to us, it's not the same. So the behavior change, then we focus on the nutrition, and then we focus on how technology can help you do that even more. And that essentially is what you're looking for in a nutrition coach when it comes to somebody that you want to partner with and you want to be vulnerable with when it comes to something as personal as your weight. Now, number one, three things that you can do to help you decide that is your knowledge about nutritional health. Do you feel confident in your understanding of vitamins, minerals, and macros? That's a question for you to ask. Do you have that level of confidence? Can you actually put together balanced meals that actually meet your unique needs that you have when it comes to the way that you should eat on a day-to-day basis? If you're somebody who already has a strong foundation in nutritional science and you can plan your meals accordingly, then you actually might not need a coach. But if you often find yourself confused by all the things nutrition, and it can happen, actually hiring a professional to help you go through these changes and complexities can be a wise decision. And if you're somebody who does want to work with me, I would absolutely love to have a conversation with you. And I will tell you honestly, whether or not you're the right fit for me, I'm the right fit for you, or whether I recommend you to another coach. Number two, how motivated can you be? Now, when it comes to putting together a new way of eating and habits, it's often easier said than done. Hello, somebody. Has anybody ever been there when it comes to trying to put together new habits? I mean, we can all start off great and we're motivated in the beginning. And then come day three, it's like, what happened? We're not really consistent. And that's oftentimes comes down to us and what our view of motivation is, what our view of our understanding of our relationship, what our goals are, what we've done in the past, and they all come to form a habit. When we work together, we break down some of those habits and we're creating new ones. So it doesn't take 21 days to create a new habit, as that myth did say. It takes intentional time to create a habit. Now, when it comes to nutrition coaching, we provide more than just dietary advice. I'm acting as your personal cheerleader. Like, go team. No cringe here, but that's what I'm acting as. And I'm holding you accountable and making sure that you stay on track. If you fall off, you fall off. Come to the session and say, you know what? I haven't done this. And it's better for you in the long run to say, you know what? I really wanted to, but I couldn't do this because I don't like it. When you communicate that, we can change things. But if you're trying to pretend things, you're trying to hide things, you're trying to do all of these things, I'm going to know, okay? And you will know ultimately, because at the end of the time that we work together, it's going to show. It's going to show up on your face. It's going to show up in your demeanor. It's going to show up in your energy. It's going to show up in your scale weight. It's going to show up somewhere. So you might come to a session and be like, oh yeah, I'm just going to hide it. But at the end of the day, it's not me that suffers. It will actually be you that suffers, not me. So instead of my thing is, be honest, be transparent. You signed up for this, you paid for this, be transparent, because you got to get your money's worth and you also want to get the goals. You're not setting these goals for randomness. You're setting them goals because you want to achieve those. So be honest. Now, Verona, I don't like this. This, I don't really like this. Say all of that. It's your plan that we're creating. So if you don't like broccoli, we ain't going to put broccoli in the plan. If you love broccoli, I'll put broccoli 2-3 times a week in your plan. I'll help you keep regular. I'm going to help you do all of that. But it's, you have to communicate what you want and I help you get there. But if you're somebody who struggles with self-discipline or you lose motivation easily, then we need to adjust that. And then the support and encouragement of our coaching sessions could be very beneficial, or a nutrition coach in general can be very beneficial for you in that. And lastly, your health and your wellness goals. Are your wellness goals straightforward or more complex? Now, if you're somebody who's just simply trying to lose a few pounds, or you want to include more vegetables in your meals and you want to learn how to plan better and you want to learn how to stay consistent and you want to learn to get your children involved in cooking and you want your children to be healthy like you. But if you're aiming to manage a particular health condition or you're trying to make changes to your diet, this is where you might want to consider getting the help of a nutrition coach. So there are different things for different people. And that's where these three things can help you decide that. If you're trying to go for a nutrition coach, it is a deeply personal decision. And I don't take it lightly that you would want to consider to work with me. Every woman that's come on a call with me, every client that's ever worked with me, I don't take that lightly, because I'm coming all up in your business, especially when it comes to nutrition. Not to expose you, or not to be like, oh my gosh, you weigh how much? Because I've been there. I've been there when people have said that. I've been around people where somebody has asked a colleague of mine, oh, when's the baby due? And she wasn't pregnant at all. I will keep you accountable 100%. If you say that this is what you want to do, then we're going to work to get that. Is it going to be bumpy? Yeah. Are you going to like everything that I suggest? Not at all. And if you don't like it, let me know and we'll adjust it. You see why I couldn't do a scripted meal plan for you? Because if you didn't like something and you never told me, you would just stop eating the whole plan altogether. And then you just go off on your own. And then you go to look for something else. And then what you would end up doing is saying, nah, Verona didn't work for me. Actually, it wasn't that I didn't work for you. It's because you didn't communicate your goals when you didn't communicate that you did not like something that was put there. Or you wanted to be told what to eat. And when you were, you didn't like it. And so instead of that, it's about communicating what you want. It's not about me. It's not about a nutrition coach. It's about you. What are your goals? And then you decide whether you want to work with this nutrition coach or you want to work with someone else, and nutrition coach in general. And also, likewise, the nutrition coach decides whether they want to work with you. It works both ways. Just like when you're going for a job interview and it's like, can I work here? Yeah, I need a job, but can I see myself working here? I remember there was an interview that I wanted. Well, actually, no, I didn't want an interview that I got. And the interview, it was two panel interview, and one was with a member of the staff who I would have line management responsibility to, and another one was the overall manager. When I tell you this person came on the phone, they were on camera and they were on the phone. They were laughing. They were hee 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 ha 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 ha. You could see that they're laughing. I'm on an interview. This is the first time and the first impression that I had of you. Now, I don't mind having a relaxed ethos or a relaxed environment in the business, but that interview told me everything I needed to know that I did not want to work there. Even in the way that the person was interviewing me, in the sense of what they were describing, what the team was like. And one of the common giveaways that they told me was, what would you do if you joined the team and the team were resistant to change? Instantly, I was like, okay, there's some people here in the team that are very resistant to change. And this person was relatively new to the team at the time as themselves. So instantly told me, okay, we've got challenges here. And then when the other manager came along and they're like, so lax, it's like, okay, at least give me the job first. But after that, after I got off the call, I was like, I don't know if I want this job. And the thing is, sometimes what we end up doing is we have that instance or we have that feeling, whether it's a Holy Ghost moment or some people call it intuition. But for me, I call it a Holy Ghost moment where the Lord is pointing out something and he's like, are you sure you want to be here? And sometimes we can listen to that or we choose to ignore it. It's like, nah, I'm overreacting. I wasn't overreacting at all. And that's the thing when it comes to nutrition coaching, when it comes to a way of eating, if there's something that you are not happy with, discuss it with your nutrition coach or at least broach the topic. See how they respond to that. Address that little niggling thing, see what their response is, and then you make your decision. It's the same way that we're both deciding how we're going to fit into this partnership, because we're partnering together to get you to achieve a goal. I would love to work with you. I would love to help you stay motivated to achieve your health and wellness goals. And I'd also help to increase your knowledge about nutritional health so that you can maintain this long term and come away from diet cultures and put yourself first when it comes to nutrition and being healthy. I have opened up a few one-to-one coaching spots. I haven't done this in a while, but I have. You can go over to the website, vipmealplan.com. It will take you to an application. Every single application that is submitted, I will review all of them and then I will get back to you. That's VIPmealplan.com. If you have any issues accessing the page, please do let me know over on Instagram at loseweightwithmealplanning. I'll also put my email here so you can email me and let me know. But my friends, that's all we've got time for today. Do you really need a nutrition coach was today's episode, and those were your three things to help you decide. I can't wait to see you in the next episode and to also read your applications. And just like that, friend, we've come to the end of today's episode. You've been listening to Lose Weight with Macros. I'm your host, Verona, where we break down macros-based meal planning into manageable bites, tailored to fit into your crazy entrepreneurial life. Now, friends, if you enjoyed today's show, don't forget to leave a review and share it with another solopreneur or small business owner. Together, we're going to help you find the time that you do have to meal prep in a way that is so not boring. And my friends, if you're interested in coaching or the courses, head over to the website vanutritioncoaching.co.uk, and I'll see you in the next one.